Pride events in Montreal continue to split over the topic of Palestine. On July 30th, Fierté Montréal, the organization which runs the official Pride parade in the city, issued a statement condemning, quote, genocide in Gaza, unquote. In tandem with their statement, Fierté also banned two groups from participating in the parade for, quote, hateful discourse, unquote. The groups were Ga'ava, a Jewish LGBTQ plus organization in the city, and the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, the CIJA. Both groups have expressed views sympathetic with the Israeli Defense Force. The banning of these groups drew controversy. Five liberal MPs, including Montreal's Anthony Housefather, penned an open letter to Fierté Montréal, calling on them to reverse the ban. Less than a week later, the ban was reversed. The two groups were invited back into the Pride parade. The chair of Fierté Montréal's board of directors also resigned ahead of this announcement, citing personal reasons. Fierté released a statement reading, although this was not Fierté Montréal's intention, the announcement was perceived by the Jewish community in Quebec as a way to exclude them from its events, unquote. The president of one of these banned and promptly reinvited groups, Ga'ava, Carlos A. Godoy, who describes himself as an ally to the Jewish community, provided a public statement about the barring and reinstating of his organization at Pride.
Either we are inclusive or we are not. And Montreal Pride has always been an inclusive space for every LGBTQ plus member of the community to be their authentic self. And we cannot ask Jews to not be their authentic selves in the Pride Parade.
But more LGBTQ plus Montrealers have been leaving mainstream Pride events over this neutrality. This summer, the organization Wild Pride emerged as an alternative to Fierté, with its own parade and events being more explicitly political. Another group, Rad Pride, has also been organizing its own events. To comment on this split in the community is Austin Clayman, a vocal Jewish LGBTQ plus activist in Montreal who wants to see Pride circles condemn genocide in Gaza. They say they won't be participating in Fierté's parade this year.
As a Jewish queer person, I think it's important for queer organizations to take stances on issues like the Gaza genocide and to stay on the right side of history, because the number one threat to queer people in the Middle East right now is the genocide being committed by the Israeli government. Israel is not acting in the name of queer and trans people, but they continue to claim that. And when a genocide is being committed in our name as Jews and our name as queer and trans people, I think it's all the more important that queer and trans organizations and Jewish organizations speak up. I think it's also just the right thing to do is to speak up against genocide.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hi, you're listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO, and today we're here with Zach and Adam. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Adam. I'm the local journalism reporter here at CJLO News.
And I'm Zach, and I would say good evening, everyone, because it's 4 o'clock, so that's the evening for me. And I am Adam's anchor for our new show on Fridays, the Weekly News Roundup. But
we want to change the name?
Yeah, we do, but that's...
We can workshop that if you want right now, but
no.
Maybe it's not what you want
to
do.
Adam doesn't know when to...
When to what, Zach?
You don't realize we're on someone else's show. Okay.
So to start off, we have Zach and Adam on the show, and Zach and Adam actually have the same birthday. We just found out that their birthday is tomorrow, so happy early birthday to both of you. Different years, same birthday, both on the news team.
Yep.
We looked a little bit at astrologically what was going on for you guys. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I feel like, well, first of all, Zach and I discovered we had the same birthday, which was very interesting. We co-host our show. Zach anchors. I report. Sometimes Zach reports. And we found out we have the same birthday, which is very interesting because Zach and I get along, but we also clash a lot.
For fun
in and around the station. Although Zach maintains that when no one's around, we're best friends.
Yes, and also when we're on the air, we don't clash. Okay. Adam will say stupid comments and I'll roll my eyes, but you won't hear that through the microphone, so please listen.
You stopped telling me that I looked tired in the morning over the airwaves. That was good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because your mother
said. My mom called me and said, your co-host said you look tired this morning. Are you getting enough sleep, son?
No, one time she actually said he sounded tired, and then he told me, so I thought it was fun to keep poking at him.
So this is the kind of energy that Zach and I have together, and then we found out that we share a birthday.
And
so
that's because I thought he was much older than me, and we started talking about age, and it turns out he's only 2 years older than me.
Right.
He doesn't look it.
Well, and he said stay out of the sun when he found out that I was only 2 years older than him.
And then we were talking about, oh, when's your birthday? And then he said August 12th, and I said, you're joking. Because I thought this was like a practical prank.
How would I have known your birthday?
I don't know.
I don't think about you.
He's...
Anyway, we found out we have the same birthday. And then just a few minutes ago, you were doing some astrological analysis. What did you discover?
Yeah, well, you guys were asking me because you know, having the same birthday doesn't always mean that you have everything the same in your astrological chart. I think you guys were trying to figure out, like, well, if we have the same birthday, like, yes, we have these things in common, but also, like, for instance, you were talking about how Zach, for your birthday, you were like, oh, I don't want to have attention.
Oh, no, that's not what I said.
Oh, what did you say?
I didn't clarify the meaning of it, but he said, I'm going to misquote him, but he wanted to do something with people, with the people at the station. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I, well, before that I said, you won't see me on my birthday. But that's not because I won't get attention. I just won't get it from people here.
Right. Okay. So you were making a distinction of like the context that you wanted to celebrate your birthday.
Yes,
and Adam,
I usually just spend the day with my family. And that to me is fun. I get attention from the station all year round, every Friday.
He certainly does.
Right. So okay.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. So, but I guess different responses to the same element, to the same thing, birthday, you...
Well, we're both Leos.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yes.
You guys can't see the faces he makes at me when we're on the radio
together. We can imagine. We can do it with imagination. Well,
as a good broadcaster on the radio, you're supposed to paint an image, Adam. Don't just say, oh, you can't see what he's doing. Describe it for the people. We're supposed to act like there's a fourth chair in the room. That's what I've been told.
A fourth chair, meaning like the audience is here with us?
They're sitting here. They're in the room with us. Like, that's what you're supposed to do
as
a
well put
broadcaster. But Adam is still learning the ropes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so you both have your son and Leo. And do we want to get into details, or did we not want to get into details?
If you think we have time to get into details a little bit.
It's only 7 minutes into the show. So it's okay. I'm just... So, are you comfortable too, Zach?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. Yeah,
we can talk about what we found on our charts.
Yeah, what do you remember from what I said?
I remember you saying that there were some similarities, but then one of the biggest differences was there was a Libra distinction going on.
Yes. Zach has a lot of Libra in his chart, and you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean for us?
What do you remember, or what do you think it means, Zach?
I don't remember what it means.
Right.
It's not the fairness.
It is the fairness.
It is? Okay, then, yeah. Fairness. I prefer things to be fair, and then you discovered that I prefer things to be fair through the chart.
Yes, you didn't tell me that, but I said it could be that you prefer, like, you want things to be equal, fair, just, harmonious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that Adam doesn't want things necessarily to be just. It's not how that works. But but some of the stuff that Adam has in his chart is more earth-based, earth sign-based, and you have a Capricorn placement, and Capricorn and Libra are kind of, they're good at starting things. They have like the cardinal element involved in it, so it's like good at initiating things, but the way they go about initiating things is really different. Yeah.
So my question for you, as someone who knows about astrology, because I don't know a whole lot about it, is because Zach and I also get along. We went out for ice cream the other day, which he was very happy about.
Nice.
But we also clash a lot. And so what I'm curious about is the root of our clash, is it the difference, like the fact that he has more Libra and I have more Earth signs, or is it the similarity? Is it that
Great
we're both Leo?
Great question. Yeah. You know what? Like, so I think, because astrology is just like a fun segue into like talking about how people think about things, you know, and how they are. You can't, I mean, in my opinion, like you can look at a chart, you can like see themes, but you can't, I would never be like, oh, like this person are going to get along or they're not going to get along because of X, Y, Z thing. Mm. There's people are so much more than just when their birthday is, right? But I think it's like with anything else. Sometimes when you're really similar to someone, it can like make you feel, it can make you want to like assert your identity, or you can feel really seen by the person, right? So it could have either like, you can have either kind of interaction. And the same thing, if someone thinks really differently than you, or there's a different way of processing things, going about things, that can also like cause conflict, or can also be like, oh, like this is good. Like we're going to get something done in a new way, because like we're kind of bridging two different ways of thinking about something. So, I mean, you guys might know anecdotally more than me though. Like, do you find that you don't get or that you have conflict with Leos? Is that something that reoccurs for you guys?
Know. Yeah. Do you have conflict with other Leos in your life, Zach?
I don't know. I don't always ask everybody I fight with when their birthday is.
Right. Which sounds like a good way. Yeah.
But I think, Adam, the question you should ask is not to Nina, but rather to me. Say, Zach, what upsets you about me? Or what do you like about me?
We're doing couples therapy here.
Okay, we're switching over to couples therapy.
I feel like this isn't what we're... yeah.
I'm joking.
Well, I think it's fascinating that that there's this difference between you. Apparently, your Libra sign makes you want to be very fair and just. I think we both have a drive for justice. Maybe that's why we're both journalists. But I think the reason we're both journalists is more our Leo energies. I think we both like attention in our own ways, and that's why we're both journalists.
I'm not sure about that.
Why are you a journalist, Zach?
Well, if I was gonna lie to the listeners, I would say because I don't want the attention myself, but rather I want to bring other people's stories to the front and put a spotlight on others.
And if you were to tell the truth to the listeners?
To tell the truth,
which is very journalisty, by the way.
I would say I love attention, and I love breaking stories, and I love doing it first. Which I think is great, because then, you know, it goes into being a journalist. You're hearing it for the first time, and it's coming, like, bringing attention to something that people don't know about. So that's what I love to do. I love to label it, put my name on it, that I did it first. But also, yeah, I do love talking, and I love having people listen to me. And also, just, like, it feels great to be out there talking to people and, like, learning about others and... telling their story, yeah.
I agree with everything Zach said about journalism.
Yeah.
So,
great, so you agree.
There we go. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm always teaching Adam about journalism.
You can hear Zach teach me about journalism on 9 a.m. on Friday mornings. What's our show called again? I always forget.
Weekly News Roundup. We set it at the top of the hour, which was 14 minutes ago.
Oh, you're keeping track.
Well, he's got the memory of a goldfish.
12, I have 12 minutes, 13 minutes.
That's the wrong time. Look over there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's very accurate,
Zach,
as a reporter.
You're very accurate.
I'm usually on that side of the booth.
Okay, yeah, so you're used to... okay, so I think we'll do, like, go into an ad break in a second, but I think we might play a little bit of music first. And then we're going to come back with some dream talk. That makes sense.
Let's talk
it
about
makes
our
sense
dreams
with the name of the show.
Yes, yeah, right. It does.
Beautiful. I can't wait.
Okay. Do you have any other last minute things to say? We have a lot of time, so it doesn't have to be right this time.
It feels good to be here on Dreamscapes. I've always wanted to come on with my co-host Zach.
Yeah, good. It's nice to have you here. Yeah, great.
public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny. Come on!
CJLO, so cool, we're from the future.
Hi, you're listening to Dreamscapes, and we're here, we're not arguing, and we're going to do the Moon Report. Because there was a full moon on the weekend. Yeah. How did you guys feel when there was a full moon?
Hairy.
You felt, you got hairy? It's, the moon's also very orange because of all the fire smoke. So that, I noticed that it's very distinct when the moon is full.
Yeah.
When was the moon full?
Apparently it was fully like at its peak on Saturday during the day.
Oh, during the day, okay. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't feel anything.
Zach, are you more of a sun worshiper or a moon worshiper? Like, if you had to sacrifice a goat to one of those two things?
That's a very odd question. And I would say, do I prefer daylight or nighttime is probably what you meant by that. I prefer to live in the day, yeah. I'm not a night owl.
Not a night. Okay, yeah.
What a weird way to phrase that.
I think... both. It's hard to, it's really hard. I feel.
So you're going to kill two?
I do. I'm going to kill two goats. No, we're not killing any goats. I think I like the sun more as well. Yeah. Even though okay. I do like nighttime.
Yeah. Sun. Yeah.
But I think I'm a sun worshiper.
Classically, the sign Leo is ruled by the sun. So.
He's also been known to be a copycat. So.
Okay.
Look at that. I just want to be like you, Zach.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We're making Nina nervous. We need to stop arguing, Zach.
I'm not nervous. So what about we talk about some of your dreams? Because that's...
Well, was that the full moon report?
Oh, would you like to know more about the moon?
Oh, I don't know. I just
The moon report is usually we say what the illumination was. So the illumination was 100%. And so now it's probably like at 95 or something because we're like a few days after, maybe 90%. But like if you look up in the sky tonight and you see the moon, it's gonna look pretty full, even though the actual height of the fullness was on Saturday. But like a little, it'll be a little slightly uneven now.
Is it true that crazy people come out during a full moon?
So anecdotally, there's like more, there's usually a spike in like people ending up in the ER or like in schools. Like often people like will kind of say like, oh yeah, like kids are acting more crazy. There's like more things that happen, you know, more like extreme things that happen around full moons. Mm. Mm. So anecdotally, yeah.
And when's the next full moon?
Great question. So the full moon, so it's like kind of on a 28-day cycle, right? Okay. So if it was the 9th of August, then we're probably looking, I know when it is. It's the 7th of September because that full moon will be an eclipse.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yes.
I just want to know when to go out and report about all the
madness.
Well, yeah. It'll be an eclipse, so maybe it'll get even extra crazy. That's what people say.
Does the eclipse cause more wildness?
This is what people say.
It's just interesting. I saw the most recent solar eclipse that happened. I was in Ontario when I was in like the Hamilton area where there was 100% coverage, and I went with my dad, drove out to a field, and there people were having like religious experiences out in the field. It was really intense. People were running around, no one knew what to do. It was like 30 seconds of panic.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the eclipse also, Zach? The one in April last year, like April 9th or whatever.
No, I didn't. I was working and didn't have the glasses.
Yeah, yeah. I was outside, and I felt really weird.
It's weird.
I felt not. I didn't feel good.
But this one is a lunar eclipse coming up.
Yeah, lunar eclipses are like usually. I don't think people get I don't think it physically stresses people out the way like a total solar eclipse stresses animals and people out.
You don't need glasses.
No, and a lunar eclipse. It's just when it's the sun, because you really shouldn't look directly at the sun, but the moon is. It's
well, maybe
okay
that's
to look
what
at.
Stresses people out. You're all running outside when you're not supposed to look up, and then you're looking up with glasses.
It's also scary that the sun disappears.
It's scary that the sun disappears for sure, and it affects animals too. Like I think the moon, we're used to the moon disappearing once a month, but we're not used to the sun disappearing in the middle of the day. You know, like when it's supposed to be there and then it's not there, but like once a month when the moon is supposed to be there, air quotes, we get like no moon because it's a dark moon, because it's like the new moon, it's like the beginning of the cycle. So it makes sense that if the sun does that, it's really weird because it's really not a normal thing. And I know like animals have weird behaviors, like they say that spiders will sometimes just start undoing all of their webs because they're like, whoa, like something's weird going on here. And when
birds go quiet, or they start like
I saw like a bunch of geese take off, like, because you know it kind of like turned into like this weird like twilight sunset, even though it was like the middle of the day, and like these geese started to take off, and then this bat was flying because it was like the bat thought it was like time to come out, and like everyone was very confused.
Wow.
But the lunar eclipse will be mellower. But are you looking forward to the lunar eclipse in September, or are you nervous about it?
Some people on Dreamscapes like love eclipses. I'm like one of the people that like it happens and it's fine, but I tend to just be like, well, I don't look forward to eclipses. I don't look forward to them. Do you look forward to them?
I'm looking forward to the lunar eclipse. I just learned about it right now. Right. On Dreamscape. I'm looking forward to it now.
There's always a lunar eclipse and then a solar eclipse. They always happen. Every 6 months, there's always them together, but they're not always exact. So like we'll have a solar eclipse in September also, but it won't be like the one that we had last year where like everybody can see it. It'll be like maybe the light looks a little weird on that day because it's just like the edge of the sun that's getting blocked by the moon, just like a little bit of it. Mm. So, yeah. Do you have some questions?
This is one of Zach and I's biggest differences in terms of our personality is Zach. Zach isn't as interested in the natural world as I am. That's true. You told me you hate nature.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head. No, Nina, I really don't.
Oh, see, that's one of our biggest differences. I'm always doing news stories on like bats and bugs and fireflies and nature and parks and grass. And Zach's always the least interested in that reporting, I think, of all the reporting I do.
Yeah,
is that accurate?
I usually find a story where my subject can respond to my question.
Right.
I talk to scientists about it.
Right.
Right.
Regardless, this is one of Zach and I's differences.
Yeah.
Even though we're both Leos.
Yeah.
Back to dream.
And so maybe it's the earth signs.
Could be.
In my chart that
now
aren't
you're getting
in his.
Into it.
That
yeah,
aren't
you're,
in his.
You're getting into
I'm
this
starting
one.
To figure this out a little bit more. Anyway, should we discuss our dreams?
Yeah.
I think let's Nina host the show again.
do you feel like I'm not holding the space?
No, he's got an interrupting problem.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I also have been accused of interrupting, so I'll do that now. So Zach, would you like to start by telling us your dreams?
Okay, my dreams. Well, I don't know if I have an S at the end of it. I have the one dream, and then maybe you can nudge me to whatever else I told you that I can't remember. So one dream I had, I thought it was pretty freaky. I mean, I have some weird dreams, but this one was like weird because it was an exciting weird, not like, oh, dreaming about toxic people that I don't like, which that takes up a lot in my head. Anyways.
That's fair.
Because Adam knows my joy for people. But so the dream I had, well, first of all, let me paint the picture. I was watching hockey. It was the Edmonton Oilers versus the New York Rangers or whoever they were facing. It was like the finals. And they had a few games left, and I think they were down in the series. So if they won, you know, the series would keep going. And they had been losing 3-0, I believe, the first period. And after that, I was like, okay, I'm not watching this anymore. And it's another reason I don't watch the Montreal Canadiens a lot, because they lose a lot. So I gave up on them, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch... people love to laugh when I say I'm going to watch 2.5 Men. So I was watching 2.5 Men with Charlie Sheen. And not with him, but you know what I mean.
You were watching him in the show.
Not the Ashton Kutcher season. Not because I don't like those seasons. It just wasn't there yet. Anyway, so I was watching that. So the hockey was not in my brain still. At least I didn't think so. And I fell asleep watching 2.5 Men. And when I was dreaming, I had this dream that they like made this historic comeback. It was like 9-6, like this huge blowout. I don't remember the exact thing, like if I was seeing them play or whatever, but I remember there was like this huge score. And when I woke up, I was like really urged to go check my phone to see the score, because it was the next morning. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go check what the score was. And they did win, I think, like 6-4 or 5-4.
Wow.
Like, but they just, the point was that they made the huge comeback from 3-0 in the first period, which I obviously didn't have any hope for, because I switched over to something that could give me joy.
Right.
So,
good for you. Marie Kondo would like that for you. So,
Yeah. And then when I was walking to school, I got a notification from CNN, because that's, I'm a journalist, so I have all the news things on my phone. So CNN had put out something that it was like a historic win in, I think, 106 years, that it was like one of the biggest comebacks in the finals, in like one of the final games. So I was like, okay, so there was some truth to my dream, not the score per se, because me, the score was the historic part, being like 9-6 in a dream. But yeah.
No, well, that's really interesting. Yeah, maybe your brain somehow like connected to the airwaves or something.
Yeah, to the satellite. I think I got a Neuralink chip already.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. I don't want that. I'm sorry. But no, that's really cool. And how did it feel when you realized that it felt sort of like a premonition kind of dream?
It was quite exciting, I guess, because I don't know. I've been feeling more spiritual, which, yeah, we don't talk about on the airways because we talk about news, and my life is not newsworthy. But, I've been feeling more spiritual ever since my grandmother passed away. And then that was in September. But, like, weird things have been happening to me. So that was one of them, and I thought that was really interesting. And then, like, right away I called my aunt, and she thought it was strange that I was calling her at 8 in the morning. But I was like, I have to tell somebody because I feel weird, like... But, yeah, I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know, like, was it a supernatural thingy? Or was it just randomly, like you said, connected to the airwaves?
Or, like, supernatural, so you feel like maybe... Well, because, I mean, in a way, connecting to the airwaves is a way of... It is a little supernatural, mm-hmm. right? You don't have a Neuralink chip.
No, I don't. So, I don't.
And we're not accepting those, just if I'm listening, just not accepting them. But... like I'll share this and some people who have heard the show before, like maybe have heard us talk about this, how the different hosts on the show, like often Natalie and I will have dreams within a week of each other that it's not the same dream, but there's elements in the dream that are the same. So like there was this one time that was really weird where we both had dreams about miniature objects and the context was very different, but we both had a part of the dream where we were just looking at all these miniature kind of everyday objects and we hadn't talked about it. It wasn't a thing that had occurred in real life. It was just this weird thing. And we were like, oh, it's weird. Like we got plugged into the same like dream channel or whatever. And like somehow ended up with like the same elements somehow. And so I think sometimes that can happen too. Or like sometimes people pick up on things and maybe you were like tapped into something about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know how it works because honestly, some of my nightmares, I wouldn't want those to come true. But then I also, when I dream about winning the lottery or like, then, you know, when you wake up and you're, oh shit, Yeah. I'm back to this. Not that I love my life, but a small loan of $1 million, like Trump would say, would be amazing. I think I would be better off.
I wish that right. for you. I wish that for everyone.
Do you ever dream about like specific lottery numbers and go fill those out?
Oh no, I don't play the lottery.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
No, that's why I know when I'm dreaming of those things that it's not going to happen. Right. But yeah, it was weird. If I fall asleep, which I usually do because I sleep pretty early, when I fall asleep watching a hockey game, I usually wake up and I'll check the score. But, like, that dream, like, pushed me out of bed. I was like, I really need to check this. Like, is it true? And sort of was.
You also didn't have it on when you were asleep.
Yeah,
I find that
it wasn't
interesting.
On, yeah.
If it was on, that'd be a whole other thing, but you would turn it off.
Yeah.
That's weird, man. You came in that next morning, too, feeling weird.
Yeah.
Like, Zach came in, and he was like, I'm feeling spiritual or something, man. I don't know what's going on. I'd never seen him like this. Usually, he comes in, we talk news, we talk...
Keep it there, yeah.
We keep it civil.
That's how I come in.
He comes in very nice in the mornings. We talk news, and we sit down, and that morning, he was like, Adam, something's going on
in my soul. I think I told everybody. Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Shout out to Aviva, who's in the other room listening to me right now.
Maybe.
What did she say?
I can't remember.
Okay, yeah.
Zach just wanted people to listen, I think.
Right, yeah.
That's why we're in radio.
Right, yes, of course, yeah. Yeah, well, that's really interesting. Yeah. Adam, did you have some dreams, too, that you wanted to share?
I can talk dreams. Yeah. I don't have any prophetic dreams. I wasn't having any, like... I've never had a dream with a premonition in it. Mm-hmm. And you and I were talking about this earlier. I like when I have a dreamless sleep. When I dream, usually it kind of throws my day off, even if it's not a nightmare. But I do have dreams, and I've been having really strange ones lately, reoccurring ones where I have to babysit or take care of myself as a baby or as a child, which is really bizarre.
It is.
And for context, I have a lot of experience with childcare. My mom ran a daycare when I was growing up that was like in our house, and children and babies were around. And I used to work in a daycare back in Halifax for a while. I was like a camp counselor. I know the feeling of like being responsible for children, multiple children. I'm fairly relaxed around like children. And so that feeling is in the dream, the feeling of like responsibility and nervousness that comes, you know, with taking care of a child. But the added factor that it's me is really strange. And the fact that it's me means like, and I just kind of like know it's me in the dream. And we sort of like shift perspectives. Like sometimes I'm the baby, but mostly I'm me as the adult. And I'm like remembering. Yeah, Zach, you're having an emotional response to this, Zach.
Oh, I'm just picturing Adam as a baby, and I'm thinking, does Adam look like this as a baby? Was Adam left out in the sun as a baby? I'm thinking...
I was left out in the sun as a baby, for
sure. What did Adam look like in his dream? Like, did you look... Were you clean-shaven? Were you an actual baby, or did you look like this?
I was an actual baby. Like, in the dream, I'm seeing myself as a baby, but then I'm a baby seeing myself now, and it's kind of like... Dreams are very murky for me. I don't remember them fully as, like, plots the way people do who write them down a lot, I've heard. But I've been trying to remember them more, and write them down a bit more, and this reoccurring theme has been really, like... happening frequently in different settings. Often I'm like at work and this is happening and I have to take care of myself. Like usually I, adult me in the dream, has like another responsibility. Like either I'm in the field reporting on something or I'm commuting, I'm on the bus or I'm on the train or something like that. Or I'm in the office, I'm at the station. And I also have to keep an eye out for whatever baby me is doing in the corner. Make sure he's not getting into trouble or choking on something, you know?
Yeah, it's really it's a really interesting one, and it does feel like it's like an inner child kind of dream, like you're taking care of some inner part of yourself that is your inner child. I think we're gonna go to like a little music break for a second. But did you want to play the Talking Heads because of which Talking Heads song was it?
The song Heaven. I wanted to hear that song.
Because
Yeah, we just need to take a break. That was too much, Adam.
No!
It was supposed to be a playful show. What was all that about?
No, that's not why. Actually, it's because it's really hot in here and I want to try to get some air circulation.
It's a billion degrees.
It's a billion degrees. We had to turn off the air conditioner. Season. Yeah, exactly. We had to turn off the air conditioner so that we wouldn't have the sound, but now it's like at least 30 degrees in here. Is it just me? Okay, so we're going to come back with... It's not too much, Adam, what you shared. It's good. But we'll listen to a little Talking Heads, do some of the ads, and come back in with more dreamscapes. Yeah, let's figure out this heat situation. You're listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO.
Is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Welcome to CJLO Underground Radio.
You're listening to CJLO, and you have three guests from KRFE.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Jesse.
And I'm Jacob.
And in fifth grade at St. Jude's School.
True that. True that.
No, no, we're good. The mics are on. Hello. We're just talking about what we are and aren't allowed to say on the radio. So you're listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO. We're here with Zach and Adam from the news team. We're talking about inner child dreams.
That's because of Adam.
Because of Adam and also premonition dreams-ish.
Yeah, that's because of me, because I'm cooler.
Yeah, well...
It is cool to have a premonition dream.
They're both cool. So I think... And you were saying the baby in the dream was, like, happy, but you were concerned about it.
Yeah, I'm an adult most of the time in the dream. Sometimes I'm the baby, but more so I'm just, like, aware of the baby because it's me also. It's so bizarre. But as the adult, I'm like concerned about the baby. Like I have, if you've ever taken care of a baby, you know this feeling. Like you just have to be aware of what the baby's doing 24/7. Even if you're distracted, you got to make sure, especially if it's like a toddler.
Yeah.
You got to be aware that the toddler's not going to like, you know, put something in its mouth or start a fire.
A bad baby?
I think I was pretty chill as a baby. I think I was a pretty chill baby, but still, you know, you never know.
Are you a bad adult that you're scared?
I'm not a very good adult.
When you have a child, that the child would be a little wonky.
I think I'm afraid of that. Yeah, sure. And I'm afraid of the baby. And so in these dreams, I'm like nervous about the baby mostly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm also, like I said before, I'm usually doing something else. Like, for example, the one I remember the most vividly, I was on the train. I was taking the train between... I don't know where I was going or what, but I was in like very familiar territory, like rural Ontario, like kind of where I grew up, like big open, like Ontario fields, box stores, weirdness, gas stations, that kind of vibe, Belleville area sort of thing. And I was on the train and my baby self was beside me on the train and I was like having to take care of my baby self on the train. And then the train, pulled into a station and was like stuck there for a while. Like the announcer was like, we're stuck at the station, which did happen to me a few weeks ago. So maybe it was just like a processing this memory. And I got off the train in this dream with my baby self. Mm-hmm. And we went down to swim while the train was stuck in the station. And then I looked up and the train started moving. Mm-hmm. And me and my baby self are running back to the train to try to get on it. And by the time I got back to the train, because it had stopped again, there were two trains. And I didn't know which train was the right train that we had been on before. And that's kind of the last thing I remember from this dream before I kind of like murkily leaked into a different void. Mm-hmm. But that's like... an example of these baby self dreams I've been having.
Hmm. Yeah. What do you think, Zach?
Oh, I wasn't listening. I was looking up music that would go with his stuff, I don't know music very well, so I had to like search up.
You're
some
trying to find a baby song
that I think. No, I was looking up the song that goes, "How bizarre! How bizarre!"
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
How bizarre! How bizarre.
Bizarre! Yeah.
Okay.
You were just thinking about how bizarre I am.
Yeah, and then you were talking about trains and stuff, I didn't get that.
But Dreamscapes is a place where you can be bizarre.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, you guys are doing a great job. That's perfect.
At being bizarre. Thank
you. Well, I think it's interesting too because you were talking off air a bit, Adam and Zach, about how like so you were an only child, but you grew up around kids, like because your mom was taking.
I grew
care
up around
them.
Babies.
Yeah, and so like you would get older, but those kids, like you would be like eating your cereal in the morning as a teenager and have there would be a bunch of kids running around the house.
Daycare. He didn't just always eat breakfast and look for kids.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, of course. And then you grew up with like a bigger family.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up with constantly three siblings in the house.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So different contexts for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like, yeah, you have some concerns in the dream world with like protecting maybe that part of yourself, like the part of yourself that's like, you know, we all have a part of ourselves that kind of stays as like that younger version of mm-hmm. ourselves, even if like we get older.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, Zach?
But what if he's just overworked and
I'm definitely thinks- not overworked.
I was trying to be polite. okay. But, okay, I was going to say, like, well, for me, when I had a cat, I thought it was very difficult to ever plan, like, a 12-hour day because I was like, no, I don't want to be out of the house for 12 hours and leave my cat alone. Mm-hmm. So I, in real life, had this sense of, like, wanting to take care of my cat and always going back home to, like, if I had a thing after work, I was like, okay, well, I need to go home first, check on her, then I'll come to whatever the other thing is. But now that I don't have a cat, I feel a lot more like free of what I can do and how much time I spend out of the house and the activities and things I can do with that. So that's what I was thinking about his dream. But yeah, he's not overworked.
No, that's a great point though, because I don't like, as journalists, a journalist's schedule is pretty unpredictable because you're always looking for something that's going to happen or breaking. Like, so you can plan out your week a little bit, but you never know when a protest is going to pop up or when an event you didn't hear out about is going to happen or some, you know, it's news. You have to find something as it's happening live. Mm-hmm. So like, it's hard to have like a domestic responsibility, like a cat. I couldn't have a cat, I don't think.
Oh, even I don't want children. No.
Yeah. For example, yeah, I don't think I could have a cat because I'm always leaving the house and sometimes you leave and it's like you think you're going to be home and then you find something you have to report on and you're like, all right, I guess I'm going to be out until 8:30, 9 p.m., midnight, whatever, and I'm not going to be able to feed the cat. So maybe that's part of it, and I have been in the last year like taking care of my space more at home and like being more preoccupied with like having a nice peaceful domestic life. So maybe it's about that, Zach. That's a really good point.
That's what I do.
Look at that. I've never, you know, you're so astute and emotionally aware.
Yeah, that's who I am.
Yeah.
you've brought out a side of Zach that I've never seen before here on Dreamscapes.
Wow. That's no, you're disagreeing.
I'm very, I can be open and cool and talk about how good of a person I am with you. I tell you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of them.
You do maintain that we're best friends.
I was so good with my cat, but oh, shoot.
What was your cat's name?
Lola. Yeah, got her as a Lola. She was already Lola. And then she died as a Lola.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that, Zach.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everyone lives and dies, including animals.
That's true.
And you know,
it was around the time you had your prophetic dream too, wasn't it? Wasn't it just sort of shortly before you started having, you had your prophetic hockey dream?
I don't remember when the hockey was.
It was around
April or May.
It was around the time your cat died.
Yeah, my cat died May 1st. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the hockey season ends. I can't remember. I feel like it was probably, yeah, it was probably still going on in May. But, I can't remember if I had a cat. Wait. I'm trying to... Oh, I don't... Yes, I think my cat was already dead when I had the dream. Because I moved my furniture around after.
Mm.
And I think I was... My bed was positioned in the new setup, yeah.
When you had this prophetic dream, your bed was in a new setup. Your furniture was like in a new... So your brain is adjusting to even a subtle difference in your house. Maybe the subconscious mind is like... reacting to that.
I guess so. I'm not the expert.
I do remember that your cat died right around the same time you had this prophetic hockey dream, because I remember you came in like with this sort of spiritual attitude one morning and you were like, dude, my cat died and I had a prophetic hockey dream.
I don't know if it was the same week. I
you definitely
know.
Didn't say dude.
yeah he's known to make up facts. That's
I don't make up facts. But maybe I paraphrase occasionally.
It's hard to communicate in an objectively, like 100%, 360 degrees, everybody agrees truth. It's difficult.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
You'll know that I'm quoting exactly on the radio when I say quote, unquote.
Yeah. And when you don't, Maybe you could hear it in his voice when he talks, but when he tilts his head sideways, that's when he starts doing a bit of a Trump impression.
I don't talk like Trump. This is in your head.
No. He just did it.
This is in your head.
When he does,
this is an obsession Zach has.
Quote. He's convinced. I don't know how to do a Trump, but he doesn't.
He's convinced that I have this mannerism. I don't think it's true.
Well, we're going to table that because that's an intense thing. His next dream will
be about baby Trump.
You think
no
so?
Way.
I don't. Why are you wishing this on him?
Zach and I watch and read and consume too much news between the two of us, for sure, as journalists and as reporters.
Do you have dreams about the news?
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have dreams. I don't think I have dreams about the news. I have a lot of deja vu about the news and about, or I've been having it more, so maybe it's been happening with news more and other things more. But like I had a moment in class, I guess in June, and there was a shooting in the States. The guy that killed the like senator and the House representative and stuff. When that happened, I was watching that and consuming that a lot. And then when I went to class, we have to bring stories and like talk about them in class, just like a news brief. And I had brought that up on my laptop. And then I had two people on one side of me and two people on the other side. And I was like at the head of the table. It just happened that way. And when I was looking at my laptop, I was talking about this story. And then that was the same time that the little girl was missing in Quebec, Ontario. And somebody made a comment about the girl. And then I was like, oh, I heard this before. I've seen this before. I've been here before. And I thought that was really weird because that was my first time opening the laptop and searching this guy. Like, I had his mugshot on my laptop, and I'm like, I don't have his mugshot on my laptop every day. Usually when I'm learning about that story, it was watching the news or looking at it on my phone.
You felt like you had heard this news story before.
No, I felt like I was in that moment before. Maybe not, because we weren't talking about my story at that point anymore, but I had it on my laptop. This person beside me, and this was four people, it was like beginning of the semester, getting to know them, so we were not always sitting in the same spots. So it was the first time sitting as this group of five. And this guy said a line about the little girl missing, and right away, like, that just put something inside of me, like, oh, I've been here before, I've heard that before, and I've seen this laptop in this picture before, and like these people around me, which I was like, it's never happened. But
it felt all of a sudden very familiar, like,
yeah,
it's interesting when that happens.
Yeah, it's also weird when it happens, because like, you're not going to tell the people around you, hey, I've seen you before, I've done this
right
before.
Yeah, we've already done this. This is the second time we're doing this.
Yeah,
interesting. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Do you, Adam, when you had your dreams about the baby, did you wake up with weird feelings, or did it feel weird?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely. I really wanted milk when I woke up in the morning, man. No, I definitely, especially that train one, that stayed with me all day. And when I have the baby dreams, they definitely linger, at least for the first half of the day, at least in the morning when Zach and I have to do our news show on Fridays.
Yeah, it's always rough. Friday morning, I just had a dream. Oh, move out the way,
man. Yeah, it does stay with me, and it taints like the mood. I'd like to not keep having the baby dreams. They're not horrific or anything. They're just really strange.
Is there anything that you have wanted to do during the dreams that, like, you haven't that... Like, because sometimes when people have recurrent dreams, there's, like, a goal maybe in the dream that recurs, that then if you're able to reach it, you sometimes are able to like stop having the recurring dream. So like an example is like
putting the kid up for adoption.
I don't know if that's
put my own self, baby self up for adoption.
I'm not sure. But like, I know there's like dreams where people have I'm related to someone who was having this recurrent dream about being in a maze, and there was a wild boar in the middle of the maze. And he would have this dream over and over again that he'd get locked in this kind of maze, and then he'd have to find this boar, and he was never able to do it. And then finally one time he got to the center of the maze and he met this like huge wild boar, and then he never had the dream again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you I don't know how much agency I have in my dreams.
Yeah.
Is the thing. Like, I don't know. Do you have agency in your dreams? Like, when you are, can you control yourself?
Not usually, no.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know if that's, I'm sort of just watching things happen. Maybe I can kind of make decisions, but like, we're really on one plot line where it's just happening to me in the dream. Do you have agency in your dreams, Zach? Like, when you have a first person dream, can you like,
I understood.
You
know? Yeah. I think I do sometimes. Yeah. Like, especially, well, I've had a few nightmares that are all kind of related. And when I have those type of dreams, I mean, I feel like I control where I'm going and stuff, or if I'm running away from somebody, like, I know where I'm going. There might be, like, things where it's, like, seems impossible and that I'm not controlling, like, that person I just ran away from pops up in front of me or something. Like, that I can't control. But I feel like what I'm doing, like, running, hiding, doing, just a toxic, bad example, but, like, that I feel like I control. But, like, the dream about hockey, I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, you were like a vessel that was receiving information from the universe.
Yeah, or like winning the lottery, like I mentioned earlier. Well, that, yeah, I feel like, yeah, I can pick what I'm going to buy, what I'm going to do, but yeah, I have some agency, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think if I have dreams that relate to the dreams you guys have shared, but I haven't had anything too recently about like either like more premonition-y or like inner child, like
nurturing dreams, or you have to, you feel responsible.
Well, my rabbit, I have dreams about my rabbit all the time, right. And that to me is
your kind of like alive.
My rabbit's alive, and I have dreams that I'm in different situations, and I have to kind of take care of him. I'm at, there's lots of examples. I've been in war zones with him. Oh, I have to take him with me, protect him. I've been at dinner parties, and then I'm like, well, he's going to start to like eat things in this people's house. Like, how am I supposed to like make sure that he doesn't like pee on the floor and eat things in the house and stuff? And just all different kinds of contexts with him. I had a dream about him being at one of the CJLO fundraiser concerts.
That's where I saw your rabbit before.
Yeah. Did you see him there? Because in the dream he ran under the, I was like, wow, but if he's here, he's going to try to run under the stage. And then he did. And then I had to like find him. It was a whole thing. Anyways, so we need to wrap up soon. Zach is noticing the
Zach
time.
Zach gave you the finger.
Not the middle finger, the wiggly finger.
Yeah. So we're going to put on some music.
That's, he hits me with that one every Friday morning.
Yeah. So we're going to play No Joy, who I love, just released an album called Bugland. And the first song off of that album is called Garbage Dream House. And that could fit with what we've talked about.
From No Joy. If you're looking for No Joy, listen to us every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Zach and Adam, CJLO News, Weekly News Roundup. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much
for
listening. Yeah.